This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado will not be able to cap the price of a popular arthritis drug, at least not for now, after a ruling Wednesday from a federal judge. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That drug is Enbrel, which is produced by the pharmaceutical company Amgen. The state's Prescription Drug Affordability Board placed an upper payment limit on its price after determining it was unaffordable, a first-in-the-nation decision. Judge Daniel D. Domenico, a Trump appointee, ruled caps on patented drugs are preempted by federal law. The state declined to comment. The Colorado Consumer Health Initiative calls the ruling a step back for Colorado and consumers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Therapists at a Denver facility that treats people with eating disorders say they're seeing a younger demographic in need of help. Lauren Terrell heads up child and adolescent programs at Eating Recovery Center.
Over the last 18 months, I would say that we've seen a pretty dramatic increase for kids ages 8 to 12.
Earlier this year, the center started a new unit specifically for that age group. The therapists there say it's better to treat younger children separately because younger kids learn differently and don't have the same verbal skills as older ones. A Republican candidate for governor is back home after a health emergency. State Representative Scott Bottoms was rushed to the hospital Saturday evening. It was due to a blood sugar spike related to type 2 diabetes. The campaign says he is recovering and will return to work later this week. Bottoms is currently in a distant third place in the GOP gubernatorial primary. You can find more news online at CPR.org. Air quality alerts are in place again today for much of Colorado because of wildfire smoke. Along the Front Range, there's also an ozone warning.